I'm Steve Junker with the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Cape Week editor Kathy Scruzzi Driscoll. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, Barnstaple High School has a fundraiser for their school's music programs this Friday, but it's not your everyday bake sale. Instead, they're bringing in a Fleetwood Mac tribute band.
They are. It's called Tusk. They've done concerts the last couple of years, and it's been Beatles groups, but they decided to do something a little bit different. And this band has members that kind of correspond to the band members in Fleetwood Mac, and they promise more than two dozen of the band's hits. The hits that you're expecting, but also some that people might not know. They're also going to be involving the students in the show, not just doing the concert as a fundraiser, but also having them perform. They've got the members of the Barnstaple High Chorus are going to be singing Rhiannon and Go Your Own Way. The school's orchestra is going to perform Landslide and Songbird. And then the marching band is going to play Don't Stop and Tusk with them, which the original Fleetwood Mac actually performed with a marching band. And a couple of the people that are in Tusk are actually music educators. So they're doing this as a fundraiser to teach the kids and to also get that Fleetwood Mac music out to another generation.
If you're ready for a glimpse of flowers here in the middle of January, the Cape and Islands Orchid Society has its annual show this weekend.
Who isn't ready this week, really? you just need a few blooms, a little bit of color, and they're having it at 9 o'clock to 5 o'clock Saturday and Sunday at the Resort and Conference Center in Hyannis, and they promise thousands of blooms there, as well as guest speakers, workshops, tours, and vendors offering plants, supplies, and all kinds of things. So if you need a little breath of spring, that's where to go this weekend.
A nationally recognized college poetry group is doing two shows in Kituit this Saturday. Tell us about this group, the Exelano Project.
It is a collective based at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia, and they have gone all over the country. They've won awards. They've gone to the White House, and they are promoting spoken word poetry particularly. And they've come here the last couple of years and really sold out their performances. And they come because there's a Marston's Mills resident who goes to that school who has brought them here. And she's a member of that group. And Hannah Van Sciver is graduating this year, though. So this may be the last year that they might be coming for a while. They've got two performances scheduled at 5 o'clock and 7 on Saturday to try to fit everybody in. And they are benefits for Independence House and We Can, both that provide services to women and their families on the Cape. So it's also for a good cause, and it's an unusual evening of poetry.
I want to look ahead a little bit here. Next week, the town of Falmouth begins its recognition of a celebrated historical event.
It is the 200th anniversary of the day that the HMS Nimrod shelled the town and Falmouth residents stood up to them. So there, the Falmouth Museums on the Green are starting a year-long commemoration of that. It's going to be an evening Tuesday called Hullabaloo and the Nimrod II. It's at 6 o'clock at the Coonamesset Inn, and they've got fifes, drums, and a men's singing quartet called the Rum-Soaked Crux. Yes, it's a good name for that.
Also next week, on Tuesday, thousands of college students will be arriving in Hyannis. Tell us about this.
This is the second year that Cape Cod Community College is hosting the Region 1 Festival for the Kennedy Center American College Theater Festival. They are bringing close to 2,000 kids, and faculty are coming from all over New England and New York for workshops, performances, all kinds of activities. And the good thing is that they're also all open to the public. So you can get a pass and attend anything that you want, or just go to one of a half a dozen shows that visiting colleges are bringing here. It's a big deal for the college to be a host of this. The festival starts on Tuesday, and it has events going on through Saturday all over Hyannis. So the kids will be here. Look out for them, but also people can take advantage of it that live here.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and Islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Kathy Scruzzi Driscoll, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you, Steve.